Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood and 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You could hear him on NBA Sirius Radio, NBA, you see him on NBA TV, and he's all over Twitter as well. Brian Geltzeiler, friend of the show, going to join us right now for a couple minutes. Brian, good morning. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. How we doing?
We're doing okay. The Russ watch for South Florida is over. He's now in Houston. Chris Paul is now in Oklahoma City. You first heard that yesterday. Your first thought was what?
It's funny because it felt like a little bit of a lateral move. Like, you know, it's Chris Paul, his efficiency last year was not what we had seen historically from him. And a large part about that was not having the ball in his hands. Is the ball's in James Harden's hands all the time. And his efficiency numbers and Westbrook's efficiency numbers were really very close, quite frankly. So you look at Westbrook, who's used to having the ball in his hands all the time. Now, we know that Westbrook and Harden have a close personal relationship, but that's going to be the interesting factor when, listen, they gain an extra year in the contract. However, they're also getting a player 3 years younger, a more athletic player, and quite frankly, probably a better teammate. I think Chris Paul, what's happened over the years to him is the whole derisive leadership style that he employs really wears on people. And I think it wore on people in Houston pretty quickly. So, you know, I give Daryl Morey a lot of credit in this respect, guys. Daryl Morey is not afraid to reinvent the team on the fly. And his confidence that he can do it no matter what his cap situation is kind of amazing. And he's done it a couple of times here now. And here he takes a shot with something that seems like a clunky fit. But then again, Harden and Paul was a clunky fit too. And they had some success going deep into the playoffs. Can this be what gets him over the hump? I don't know. But I will tell you this. Doing a deal where you were able to at least get a small upgrade at that spot while keeping Capella, keeping Tucker, keeping Gordon, all of that's important too.
All right, let's throw this on the table that's going around South Florida right now. If Oklahoma City incentivizes a trade with a first-round draft pick, maybe two if you get greedy, should the Heat want Chris Paul?
Yes, I think the Heat should want Chris Paul. I you know, Pat Riley's getting up there in years. He's not going to be doing his job that much longer. He wants, like, going and getting a 30-year-old Jimmy Butler, that's kind of a move that gives you an edict to compete now. And Chris Paul helps you compete now. The other thing is this, Dave, and I think this is interesting. If you can get OKC to take back Deion Waiters as part of a package with the expiring deal of Dragic, you may not have to give more than – you may not take in more than one first. And I think that's okay. Getting Waiters off the books and off this team's important because you look at some of these contracts that the Heat could dump here that aren't wonderful deals, but a guy like James Johnson is going to help you on the floor. A guy like Kelly Olynyk is going to help you on the floor. When you're going to have a backcourt of Chris Paul and Jimmy Butler, Deion Waiters not going to help you. So if they're telling you, we'll give you two first to take Chris Paul back, and you say, you know what, we're going to give you Waiters back as part of this deal. We're okay only taking one. To me, that's a better route for the Miami Heat to go. Because, listen, this could end up better for the Heat than if you got a Westbrook deal, just because if you were making a Westbrook deal, Justice Winslow was going back the other way. And that it's another reason why you probably don't need Waiters. So if you can keep Winslow, keep Adebayo, add Chris Paul to this group, and only be subtracting Dragic from Waiters and be able to collect a pick, that's not bad for the Miami Heat. And listen, the top of the Eastern Conference outside of Milwaukee and Philadelphia, it's wide open. So if I'm the Heat, I go to grab Chris Paul as soon as possible. Now, the flip side of this is that if I'm OKC, I may want to wait till December 15th when the market opens up. Listen, 40% of the league were free agents now. And guys that signed as free agents cannot be aggregated in a deal until December 15th. So if you wait till December 15th, a couple of things may open up for you. Maybe the San Antonio Spurs. Who knows? Maybe the New York Knicks. There's other markets that open up if you're OKC. So if you're Miami, you can get them to do this immediately. I think you jump on it.
All right, so we're living in a hypothetical world down here in Miami, of course, right now with the NBA. If they don't make a trade for Chris Paul and they stay put for what it is now, and by the trade deadline, possible Brad Beal wants out of Washington, would you, as GM of the Heat, take a trade to get Chris Paul, I mean, to get Bradley Beal, but also take on the contract of John Wall?
You know, the finances start to get very difficult there. And I say that in the respect that you're going to be sending contracts back to Washington that they may not want. So that's a dicey deal. But the short answer is yes. Listen, if I had to do that, I would do that, and I'd worry about what happened when Wall came back. And if you could fit them all in together, well, you know, why not? So yeah, I would look at that and say, hey, you know what? We had to take Wall back. We would. We'd live with Wall, Beal, Butler, see what we could do. I would do that if I were Miami, as long as it allowed me to keep Bam Adebayo. I think that's the important player here, if you're Miami, considering you sent Whiteside out, which was a good move, to be able to keep Bam Adebayo and have that as a core big guy going forward. That's something that, to me, would absolutely be a prerequisite of a deal like that. But also keeping in mind, you wouldn't have to give the player assets that you would to get Beal if you're taking Wall back. Also, the other thing you have to keep in mind, the Heat aren't exactly flush with picks to trade, having two being gone that ultimately have ended up both in OKC's hands.
All right, a lot of teams in the East, Brian, have changed up whole rosters for good. And you look at Brooklyn and Philadelphia's changed up, and worse, Toronto losing Kawhi Leonard. Who's your teams in the East right now? In July, obviously we want to see them on the court, but in July, how do you see who's helped themselves the most and how the East stacks up?
Well, Dave, I'll start with Milwaukee because I give them a lot of credit. I know they lost Brogdon, but in some ways, bringing back George Hill and adding Wes Matthews to this group may be even a better fit. And yes, Brogdon was very important to them defensively, and Bledsoe's going to have to take on a lot of that load, but I think he's capable of it. But I like Wes Matthews a ton for them, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And yes, Giannis is going to have to do some things to improve the jump shot, the left hand. As good as the left hand was during the course of the season, when he got in tight spots in the playoffs, he didn't want to use it. So things like that they're going to have to work on. So I like what Milwaukee did, the fact that they've committed to going big with both Lopez brothers. And then, listen, I think Philly did a really good job here. One thing you have to realize about Jimmy Butler's presence in Philadelphia is it kept Tobias Harris from being who he was when he was with the Clippers earlier in the season. He's a high-usage guy. He's used to having the ball in his hands. He got reduced to a spot-up shooter in Philly. With Butler gone there, Harris has more scoring responsibility with a lot of support around him. And I like what they did a lot. The one thing with Philly that makes me take pause a little bit is that they continue to build a team with Ben Simmons playing out of position. Ben Simmons, to me, is a secondary ball handler as a point forward type, as a four, and they want to play him as a true point guard, which really accentuates his major weakness, which is his shooting. I think you should have a structure for this guy where he's playing the game 15 feet and in a la Lamar Odom, and he could be an absolute animal playing that way. Unbelievable, but they're not. They don't want to go in that direction because the kid doesn't want to go in that direction. So that's a little bit tough about Philadelphia, but that's pretty much it. Listen, I don't love what Boston did just in this respect. Kemba Walker is going to be a guy that will carry load for them there, and I like that. But you needed someone defensively inside to replace Horford. And I don't know how you can look at Enes Kanter, bring him in, and then let Willie Cauley-Stein go to Golden State for less money than that. That is a head-scratcher to me, and that's a player that would have fit very well for them. Brooklyn, listen, it's going to be a work in progress for Brooklyn. I had a conversation with Sean Marks in Vegas the other day, and although he's very happy and very pleased with what he did, he's a little concerned about how this is all going to work in year one in the absence of Durant. They had a lot of very important veteran players in that team, guys like Ed Davis, Jared Dudley, Damari Carroll, that aren't there anymore. And how, what happens with these young guys without those guys there? Can Kyrie Irving be the leader that they want him to be, not the leader that he was in Boston, which was a non-leader? So there's a lot of questions for that team as well. And then, listen, I know people are gaga over Indiana, and Brogdon's a nice addition. They don't get Oladipo back until December, January at the earliest, and I think a lot of people are forgetting how much Bohan Bogdanovic meant to that team. He carried scoring load in the absence of Victor Oladipo. So I'm not gaga over Indiana either. That's why I think the Heat are one move away here, if they go get a Chris Paul, of being a team that could potentially be the third best team in the conference and be a true pain in somebody's rump and have a chance to advance deep into the playoffs.
Kelce, you're the best. Thank you very much for the time today. We've been talking a lot about Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook today. Nice to hear another voice from outside the city of Miami on that. Thanks so much for your time.
Always my pleasure, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
You got it, Geltz. It's Brian Geltziler, founder of HoopsCritic.com on Sirius XM NBA Radio and NBA TV. We're going to take a...
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.